Like, did they share a wall like that?
Yeah, maybe, but sometimes they were two stories and sometimes they were fire traps.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a building? Sometimes they, I think maybe most of the time they share a wall, but the residents like own their part, you know, and then they contribute to the upkeep of the outside, like in a common
condominium.
Okay. What would you call an apartment that occupies the entire level of a building? An entire level.
Well, an apartment.
Okay, most apartment buildings have a man who does certain amount of minor plumbing and electrical repair and stuff like that. What would you call him?
Maintenance man.
Okay. Also, sometimes there's a tenant in the building who works closely with the owners and he helps other tenants. And sometimes he shows vacant apartments to...
Manager.
Okay.
Let me go turn the alarm clock off.
Okay, talking about lawnmowers. What do you call the kind that you can sit up on and sort of drive like a car?
Riding lawnmowers.
Okay. And then the kind that's electrically powered or gas powered, but that you have to direct it, you know, manually. You'd call a...
And push it too?
Yeah, I think some of them have a front wheel drive or something.
Well, that's called self-propelled. If it pulls itself,
uh-huh.
And you kind of guide it and go where you want to, that's self-propelled.
Uh-huh. I think there are some that have a motor, but you still have to sort of...
You have to push them. I have one like that now. It's a... I have to push it. It's just a powered lawnmower, I guess you'd call
mm-hmm.
it, because it has a motor on it.
That motor just runs the blade.
Just runs the blade, yeah.
What would you call one that... old-fashioned kind of before they had any motors on them at all? Had a little rotary.
Yeah, well, those are called real type lawnmowers.
Okay.
Because they went around like a rod and a reel you fish with, I guess.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's called that way.
Okay. What kind of tools would you need to maintain a garden?
Oh, something like a hoe, maybe a shovel, a rake.
Mm-hmm. Are there different kinds of rakes?
Yeah, there's, I guess they all have the same name, but they're, there's little grass rakes that are maybe made out of light tin that you may just scrape things up.
Mm-hmm.
Are they fair? Like out into your lawn, this grass rake you could rake up without, and then the other type of rake that's made out of heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these little points, if you use it in your lawn, the points would go down, and you would, in raking up this stuff that is on top of the ground, you'd be pulling up the roots of the grass, which you wouldn't want to do. So you wouldn't use that kind of rake, but you might use that kind of rake in a garden.
Uh huh. Is that kind of rake sort of shaped like a comb?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like a comb. Yeah.
And a grass rake would be what, shaped like a fan or something?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, the grass here, does it grow on runners?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why you've got this problem with pulling it up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had some neighbors from, I don't know, Oregon or someplace. First couple of days they moved in, they were out there with a heavy rake like
that.
And they were pulling up all the grass, and they didn't know it grew like that, you know? It took them a while to catch on.
Yeah.
Okay, if you were going to plow for, like, a vegetable,